You got it. You got a plug. Okay. Number game, Vaiter. Chav Beis Amav Beis.
We're going to interfere with our...
Yeah, we're not going to have it. Yeah. Chav Beis Amav Beis. We're four lines from the bottom of the Amun. Nitmis Minchasa. If her Mincha became Tamim. Actually, Kitchen Bekli before it was Kitchen Bekli. So we didn't have Kedushas HaGuf yet. Harehi Kechol HaMenachas. Then it is like all other Menachas that become Tamei. V'tifta, and you redeem it. The reason why we said it's a Chiddush over here is because I could have thought that since there's no Levoina and Shemen that's being put in it, perhaps it should not be able to be Nifta, because maybe it has a certain higher level of Kedusha that it can't be Nifta. If it became Tomei after it became Kitchev Kli, Harei Kachol HaMenachos, then it's like all other Menachos, Vaiter, that became Tomei, V'Tisarif, and it gets burnt. I forget what the Chiddush was over here. Kavi was only Agav. Ve'elu Sheminchah Yisein Nisrofes, and the following are cases of women that their Mincha gets burnt, regardless of nothing to do with becoming Tomei. This is something that, something else happens. What?
Nothing with the Salte either.
No, this. No, these, daf, no, these are, this is going, Ve'elu is going in the next cases. Ha'imer is Tamei Anilach. If she's Moida that she's Tamei, so then there's no reason for her to drink anymore because she's Tamei. The Shabbala Edom she Tamei, or if Edom come that she's Tamei. The Ha'imer is Eni Shaisa, or a woman who says, I'm not going to drink. The Shabbala Edom Raisal Hashkaisa, or if her husband does not want to give her to drink. The Shabbala Bala Baderech, or if her husband had relations with her on the way. That, all these cases, the Mincha is burnt.
Is this
not going to Reb Shimon? No. This is going to everyone.
Because his mincha is brought first before the drinking, right? The mincha is brought first before the drinking in these cases. He doesn't want her to drink, right? So he brought the mincha on.
So you're saying they didn't start the process yet?
Right, the mincha was brought first.
Right, so I hear. Okay, that Reb Shimon. I thought you meant Reb Shimon was chos. But yeah. The order. And all women who are married to Kehanim and Chasei and Esrafis, their mincha is burnt, because as we'll see in the Gemara, why? Bas Yisrael shenisus l'kohen, Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, and Chas and Esrafis, her mincha is burnt. V'kahenes and a kahenes shenisus l'Yisrael that's married to Yisrael, and Chas and Echeles her mincha is eaten. Ma ben kohen l'kahenes, what's the difference in a kohen and kahenes? Minchas kahenes na'echeles. The mincha of a kahenes stamazer, meaning stam, she has a mincha, not a mincha soit. So that's eaten. Minchas kohen eino necheles, and the mincha of a kohen is not eaten. Kahenes mischalalas, a kahenes can become a chalala, meaning after she's, if she has relations with someone that she's usher to or something like that, she becomes a chalala, she can't eat shuma, etc. The kohen ein mischal, and a kohen cannot become a chalal. He can be born a chalal, but he cannot become a chalal after being born. Kahenes tameya metamal meisim. A kahenes can become tamei to dead bodies. Ve'en kohen metamal meisim. A kohen cannot become tamei. It's also for him to become tamei. Kohen oichel b'kachim kachim. A kohen eat kachim kachim. Ve'en kahenes achelz b'kachim kachim. A kahenes cannot, as we see, well, tomorrow we'll explain where we know this from. Ma bein ish le'isha. What is the difference between a man and a woman? Men and women in general, in halacha, says the Gemara, ha'ish pareya uparim. A man, mitzayra, uncovers his hair, uparim, and he tears his clothing. Ve'ena isha paras uparemes, and a woman does not uncover her hair and tear her clothing, meaning uncover and let it out. Ha'ish madir es pedei b'nozir, a man can make a nether that his son, a katan, will be a nozir, and will be chal, and will be effective even after the child becomes a mitzvah. Ve'ein ha'isha madir as b'no b'nozir, and a woman cannot be madir as b'no b'nozir. Ha'ish migaleach al naziras aviv. A man can be migaleach, he can take a haircut on the naziras of his father. And we explain what that means is that if the father was mafresh his karbonos as a nozir and then dies, the son, who's also a nozir, can use those karbonos when it's his time to do them. Ve'ein ha'isha migaleach as al naziras aviv. And a woman cannot be megaleach using her father's karbonos. Ha'ish mekadesh es bita. A man can mekadesh his daughter. Ve'ein ha'ish mekadesh es bita. And a woman cannot be mekadesh his daughter, her daughter, meaning when she's a ketana. Ha'ish malchur es bita. A man can sell his daughter as an omer evriya. A woman cannot sell her daughter. A man is stoned, unclothed. And a woman is not stoned, unclothed. Ha'ish nitla, the man is hung, meaning after Misa's Bezdin, ve'ina isha nitlas, and a woman is not hung. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnev, also a man is sold into slavery if he stole and he doesn't have enough money to pay back. Ve'ina isha nimkaras b'gnev, also, and a woman is not sold if she can't pay back.
Can we say what happens to the woman then? Like, is there something else that's turning around?
She'll have to, work and find a way to pay back.
But not like a non-edit.
Right. That is a number. All right. Right. Okay. Talk to Gemara. Talk about what we learned in the Braise. Kol ha'nesuas l'kehuna, all those who are married to kehanim, to kehuna, min chaseh nisrafos. The mincha is burnt. Ketzad. How does this work? Meaning, this is both by a minchas soida and a minchas nedava. Keta. Kahenes, levia, v'yisraelis. A kahenes, levia, and yisraelis. Shenisis l'koyin. That married a koyin. Ein minchasa ne'acheles. Sakta b'raisa. Her mincha can't be eaten. Why? Mipnei sheyesh loy chelek ba. Because he, the koyin, the husband, has a chelek in it. And that chelek causes trouble that can be eaten. Because a kohen's mincha can never be eaten. So since he has some kind of portion of this, so therefore it can be eaten. That's step number one. Step number two, ve'eina oila kalul, but does not get up entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Why? Mnei sheyesh la chelek ba. Because she has a chelek in it. Ella, rather, what do you do? Hakoimetz karav ba'atzmai. The kemitza is offered, but you take a kemitza and you offer it by itself. V'hashirayim, and the leftovers, kareven v'atzman, they're offered by itself on the mizbeach. Okay? So again, I can't eat the shirayim because of the kohen's portion. I can't not take a kemitza and just burn the whole thing on the mizbeach like a minchas kohen because the woman has a chelek in it. And that requires I do a kemitza. So what do I do, said the Braisa? You do the kemitza, put it on the mizbeach, and you take the shirayim and you put that on the mizbeach.
Are they midir simultaneous then?
What was that?
Are they midir at the same time?
Who's there at the same time?
The kemitza and the shirayim?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm doing one after the other.
Right,
but so yeah.
Do they need to be?
I do the kemitza and then the shirayim.
So I could do the kemitza and let it burn by itself and then the shirayim
later
if I wanted to?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
I mean, this.
Because a regular coin, a minchas coin, would burn the whole thing.
The whole thing without a kemitza.
Without a kemitza.
Right. Over here, the issue is that it can't.
We're trying to be sacking it, so it doesn't have to be at one time.
Right. It's only because it just can't be eaten.
Right.
Okay, I think we'll hold it over here. We'll learn the kasha and the teretz tomorrow.
Yeah, we just finished. It was Jonathan.
Jonathan, with it?
You got it.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.